Good afternoon, I'm Gang Dao from University of Bonn. I changed the title a bit because I get the yield results. In this presentation, I'm mainly concentrated on the water. Today, I want to talk about the impact of climate change on the irrigation water requirement for six different crops. Our study area is European-wide. Irrigation is of different importance in Europe. In this dark blue southern regions, the irrigation is of substantial importance for the crop growth to counter the dry stress. But in this light green area, irrigation is only used to supplement the precipitation during the sensitive stage, like flowering stage. This light blue area is a transit area, and the yellow area normally do not need the irrigation. But will this situation will change and climate change? So we ask mainly two questions in this presentation. The first one is how climate change will affect the irrigation requirement. The second one is how the effects vary across different crops.
Too close?
Yeah. Here's our simulation setup. We mainly use the LINT model running in the SimPlace modeling framework. We calibrate the phenology and by the trial data from the GRC mass database. We simulate six crops: winter wheat, winter barley, rapeseed, green maize, potato, and short beet. Our baseline is from 1982 to 2006. Climate scenarios is from 2040 to 2064. Our irrigation requirement is, we consider is the net irrigation requirement. So the deficit irrigation efficiency didn't consider. So it's always 100% efficiency. We keep the soil base, cropping area, and the UPT area constants into climate change scenarios. Okay, here is our simulation unit. Our simulation is based on the climate zone. It's about 534 climate zones. We conduct simulation in each climate zone. The climate zone is a special combination of the environment zone and the NAS2 zone. The environment zone is where accommodate our phenology data for the sowing, flowering, and harvest. The NAS2 zone is our irrigation data, nitrogen data, and the yield data that is conducted by the European Union. Here is the general change of the climate and the three scenarios in 20 compared to the baseline in the the first row is a change of mean temperature in this three scenarios. We can see that the red area indicates the large increase, the yellow area indicates the low increase. In general, all the scenarios predict the temperature increase, but the magnitude are different. For the solar radiation, it's decreased in the northern regions, but increased in the southern regions. And the spectral powers are different, also different across with scenarios. And for the precipitation in the northern areas, it's decreased, but in the southern areas, is decreased, in another area is increased. So we create this irrigation map, we call it irrigation ratio. The value here is means the irrigated area divided by the cropping area. The dark blue indicates the high irrigated area in the climate zone level. The yellow area indicates very low irrigation. We can see that for the winter crops, the irrigation mainly happens in the southern. In Spain, these regions, very little is irrigated in the northern region. But for the spring crops, the irrigation ratio is very high. For all the three spring crops, green maize, potato, and short beet, especially for the potato. Then we calculate the net irrigation requirement. It's a quite simple calculation. The net irrigation requirement, I calculate the potential evapotranspiration for the specific crop minus the effective rainfall, effective precipitation. The effective precipitation equal to the daily precipitation minus the runoff and drainage estimated by the Lindt model. The peak, the potential evapotranspiration will calculate and for full irrigation when the crop has no water stress. Okay, here's our first result. It's calculating the historical net irrigation requirement in the baseline. For the winter crops, three winter crops, in general, from the central to the northern region, that's general, the irrigation requirement is quite low. It's consistent with the previous funding. But in the southern regions, the irrigation requirement can attain to more than 500 millimeter per year for the diet. But for the three spring crops, the irrigation requirement in France and is about in the north southwest France is about required 400 millimeter. But in the Spain and Portugal, the requirement can be more than 800 millimeter per year. We validate this baseline with the water abstraction. Because our sixth crop is not represent all the crops, we take the mean of the depth for sixth crop and multiply by the irrigated area and compare to the reported water abstraction by the Eurostat in 2010 for the Euros. We can see that our model did a very good job, because we didn't actually calibrate the model for the water. We can simulate the trend across different last two zones, and we have the model in most zones overestimate the water requirements. It's made caused by the we didn't consider the deficient irrigation, and also the reported statics also have some issues. Here is a change of the irrigation requirement and climate change in A1B scenario. We can see that in the northern areas, in northern Germany, northern Poland, and these areas, for the winter crops, the irrigation water decreased up to 60 millimeters. But in the central, central area from France is the irrigation requirement is that didn't change much, but in the south area, at most area is increased up to about 8 millimeters. For the three spring crops, green maize, potato, and short maize, the irrigation requirements increase more than lost areas could attain more than 120 millimeters. Especially for the short beet. So why is this change? We have two variables to determine the net irrigation requirement. So we plot the net irrigation requirement with the change of potential evapotranspiration in the x-axis with the change of effective rainfall in the y-axis. For example, short beet, in this zone, it's a potential evapotranspiration increased, but the effective rainfall decreased. So the net requirement increased a lot. But in this region, the both of the potential evapotranspiration decreased and the effective rainfall also decrease, but the decrease of potential evaporation exceeds the decrease of effective precipitation. So the water requirement actually decrease in the dark is indicated by the green. So here's the color bar. The different color for the dots means three different scenarios. But for the sugar beet, we can see that for all the zones, the effective yield decreased. And for these zones, the potential evaporation oil increased. So for sugar beet, from the previous map, we can see most of the area is increased. We also multiply the change with the irrigated area, current irrigated area. We can see that for all the crops except rapeseed, the irrigation increase except the rapeseed in the current irrigated area. And the increase of the requirements can up to around 100 meters for fruit beet in the A1B scenario. So here's our conclusions. We made three conclusions. The first one is climate change will decrease the irrigation requirement, water requirements in the northern region for winter crops, but increase in the southern regions. The increase of net irrigation requirements for all the spring crops for the majority area. Farmers in the southern region need to switch crop with low irrigation requirements, sowing earlier with short season cultivar to avoid the long period of high temperature in the summer. Thanks for your attention and questions.
We have
time for one or two questions. Oscar? Does the lintel have a CO2 correction? Can you repeat the question? Is the lintel have a CO2 correction? It's mainly correct the RUE for C3 and C4 crops. In this study, the maize use a C4 function, for other crops it's use a C3 function for the RUE change with the CO2. I'm not sure. I get it from our author, from DRC, I think, from Simon Siever. I think he's has lots of irrigation data. I got from him, from DRC. If you need, I can also send to you if you want. Yes, for most is the effective precipitation decrease for the future.
Why is that?
One is the shift of the pattern. Another one would be the shorter the crop with a high temperature. The model will predict a shorter growing season. I have a map here. It's the change of the growing season for the crops. You can see that the growing season can decrease around 50 days. So it's the growing season rainfall with this decrease of the growing season, and the effective rainfall will also decrease.